This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Firefighters say that they hope dying winds will allow them to bear down on a wildfire that's exploded in the Northern California wine country. The class fire tripled in size Monday, and the San Jose Mercury News says some two dozen homes have burned. About 70,000 people are under evacuation orders, including the entire town of Calistoga. Meanwhile, authorities say three people have been found dead at another fire in Shasta County in a far northern part of the state. So far in this year's historic fire season, more than 8,100 California wildfires have killed 29 people and destroyed 7,000 buildings. Human rights watchdog Amnesty International says it is halting its operation in India, citing reprisals from the government and the freezing of its bank accounts by Indian authorities. Amnesty International India said in a statement Tuesday that the organization had laid off its staff in India and paused all its ongoing campaign and research work on human rights, alleging the Indian authorities froze its bank accounts on suspicions of violating rules on foreign funding. The statement said the authorities' actions were the latest in the incessant witch hunt of human rights organizations by the government of India over unfounded and motivated allegations. Indian authorities did not immediately confirm whether Amnesty India's bank accounts had been frozen. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will meet on the debate stage for the first time this Tuesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on a national level for 90 minutes, just 5 weeks before Election Day. Some of the biggest questions heading into the night are how Mr. Trump will handle being on the defensive and how Biden will respond. This is VOA News. As the worldwide death toll from the coronavirus eclipses 1 million, experts are assessing how much the Virginia virus has been done to other world disasters. More from AP's Julie Walker.
The 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. But there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is announcing the U.S. will start shipping millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week in a push to reopen schools for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A senior administration official says 6.5 million tests will go out this week and a total of 100 million over the next several weeks. While governors can use the tests however they like, the administration's urging they be used to reopen schools. It's a politically sensitive issue for the president, who has been criticized for his pandemic handling. He's been pushing state and local leaders for months to reopen schools. Confirmed virus cases remain high at around 40,000 per day nationwide. Experts are warning of a likely surge in colder months ahead. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British politicians will have to curb their late-night drinking after authorities in Parliament ordered alcohol sales restricted as part of anti-coronavirus measures. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Bars and restaurants in England have been ordered to shut at 10 p.m. under restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. But catering facilities at the seat of government, Parliament, are exempt under a loophole that allows workplace canteens to keep longer hours. Some lawmakers have pointed out the anomaly would do little for politicians' public image. After the backlash, a spokesman has clarified alcohol will not be sold after 10 p.m. anywhere on the parliamentary estate now, though food can be sold during late-night sessions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.